Now, with only a few minutes left here, Ken, I'd like to just add one more myth in here, if we could, and have you respond to it.
Uh-huh.
And that would be this. The more concerned we are about worship, its form, its purity, the less concerned we will be about evangelization and telling the good news about Jesus to the unchurched.
Yeah, I've heard that in any number of guises. It comes up a lot. I don't buy it. I think, once again, this is trying to play off against one another two good things that God has told us about. Sometimes people will, I think it needs to be admitted, get so caught up in the refinements of liturgical study that they let themselves run out of time. They don't do enough work getting the word out about Jesus. And I imagine the same thing can be true the other way, that people will spend so much time doing things that they are convinced are deeply evangelistic, but may not be when it's all said and done, that they don't have the time to really attend to the service and make it that serious, disciplined thing that it ought to be. I'd like to propose to you the fact that baptism lies both at the heart of our service. After all, right at the beginning we say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And that's completing a sentence. The sentence it completes is, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Right at the beginning, we are recalling our baptism. We are returning to our baptism as in penitence and faith. We return to God, and He once again gives us that word that lifts us up and forgives us and frees us. So baptism lies at the heart of the service. It also, of course, lies at the heart of the commission to make disciples. That's how you make disciples, in part. You baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. These two are not in opposition. They're no more in opposition than baptism stands opposed to itself. The church is going to be worshiping for all eternity. We are right now joining with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. At length we will see our Lord face to face. What we're in effect doing right now is inviting people around us to join in the worship of the Lord who bought them, and extending the invitation with the nail-scarred hand of Christ stretched wide open to them.